Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging out with you guys on this Tuesday afternoon. Coming up in 40 minutes, we'll hear from Nick Costos with his thoughts on the Indianapolis Colts signing 44-year-old Philip Rivers to their practice squad, and with a chance of maybe activating him to the 53-man roster, and maybe a chance of Philip Rivers playing this Sunday. I'm going to get to that here in a little bit because I got some thoughts on Philip Rivers and everything that's been going on in Indy, but like, I just can't believe that this is where the Indianapolis Colts are at. This team started, what, 7-1 this season? And now it's desperation mode, panic button, DEFCON 1, all of the things apply, and they're trying to save their season that seems to be spiraling out of control. But we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Nick will talk about that in about 40 minutes, 20 minutes from now. Surprise, surprise. I'm going to break down the Heisman Trophy betting market because I do believe there is a bet to be made right now that the votes have been cast. But we'll talk about that in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern time, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? How was your Monday night football viewing experience last night?
It was like everybody else's, just the you love football so much, you're willing to sit through that kind of agony. That was just an awful football game. At least it was competitively awful. It almost was comical at times. But it was when you have two teams with a winning record, you certainly expect the football to be a little better caliber than what that was.
Yeah, I feel like that was like a good bad game. Like we get some bad games sometimes, like Broncos Raiders, like the Thursday night game where it's just like, come on, like this is just, there's nothing interesting about this. And you knew the Broncos were going to win the entire time. I guess the Raiders covered. Maybe that was an interesting aspect of it. But like last night was like, it was comical. I'm asking, is this game on crack? Like, is this game on drugs? Like, what's happening here? 8 turnovers, like just insane. But yeah, it was a bad
football. But really just game. 7 turnovers, just like 6 turnovers, Femi, because like 3 of them happened on one play.
I put 3 on one play. God bless football, man. Football follies is what we had last night between the Chargers and the Eagles. But let's waste no more time. Let's get to the top stories that we have on this Tuesday. What's the number one thing we need to know?
Well, Femi, you were talking about Monday Night Football there and talking about the Eagles aspect of things, but how about the victors? The LA Chargers moved to 9-4. Justin Herbert certainly didn't look great with his broken hand, but he was pulverized by the Eagles defensive line and kept standing tall in the pocket. Give him credit there. Chargers put themselves now in great shape for the playoffs, but their finish is tough. Femi, they are at the Chiefs, at the Cowboys, home for the Texans, and at the Broncos to finish the season.
Man, that is a brutal 4-week stretch. We're going to learn a lot about the Chargers. If they get to the postseason, it'll be because they earned it. Like, there's no cupcake schedule here for the Bolts. But like last night, though, I mean, massive, massive win for the Los Angeles Chargers and a massive win for the AFC playoff picture and a massive result when you want to think about who can win the Super Bowl. Now, are the Chargers on that list? No, they're not on that list. But like that was monstrous to improve the 9-4, especially when you look at what's on deck. this Sunday when they have a trip to Arrowhead Stadium to play the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I want to start with Justin Herbert, because Justin Herbert last night, Bill mentioned it, the stats aren't great. This is not like one of the big Herbert games that if you're like a Herbert stan and you love Justin Herbert, this is not the game you're pointing to. But that was as tough of a performance as you will see in the NFL. This dude was getting the bleep kicked out of him. Like, just every drop back under duress. Sacked 7 times. The offensive line was non-existent for the Chargers, and we thought that going in. Like, I literally said at the end of the show during the power hour, I like the under because the Chargers can't block this Philly front. It all showed up last night, didn't it? Like, the Eagles were getting whatever they wanted against that offensive line, and Herbert was under duress the entire game while dealing with the broken left hand. Like, the broadcast kept showing, like, the glove he was wearing and where they kind of stitched it up a little bit. Like, clearly he was not himself. He wasn't comfortable. But still, in the midst of all that pressure, he's still throwing dimes. He's still throwing absolute seeds out there because he is that guy. So, awesome win for the Chargers. And Herbert, that dude, he is tough as nails. And I love how he put it at the end of the game last night when he spoke with Laura Rutledge, which was begrudgingly on his end. But like, he said, he's like, my guys are going through so much. Like, what does it say about me if I can't play through this injury? To paraphrase what he said. Like, that is exactly the kind of mentality that wins over a locker room. Not saying that he needed to win over the locker room, because clearly those guys will go to war for him. But like, he earned some big time bonus points in that locker room with his teammates to gut through that performance while getting destroyed behind a paper mache offensive line. Now, what does it mean going forward? Do the Chargers look like a team that can make a run in what is shaping up to be a pretty wide open AFC? The answer to that question is no. I don't know how you can watch that game and have any confidence in the Chargers. Like, that game to me was more about Philadelphia, which is why I spent all of last segment talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, to me, I like Herbert. I like Harbaugh quite a bit. I like a couple of the defenders on the team. Amarion Hampton, he's back in the fold. He looked good last night. Outside of that, I don't really like the roster. I don't like the defense is pretty good, you know, solid. Jesse Minter's pretty good, but offensively, Hampton's a stud. The receivers, Ladd McConkey's pretty decent. Quentin Johnston, I mean, I don't think you can rely on that guy. Gadsden was on a milk carton last night. Like, the offensive line can't protect. How is this team supposed to go on this run over these next 4 weeks when they're playing really competent opponents? I mean, I know everyone wants to bury Kansas City. You know, Kansas City is still a 4-point favorite, guys. Like, they're favored to win the game. The favorite outcome is that the Chargers are going to lose. At Dallas, like, that'll be a coin flippy range kind of a game, but the Cowboys are pretty solid, at least. You know, they can compete, and it's in Dallas where they usually play pretty well. And then, like, the rest of the schedule is really difficult with the Texans coming to. I mean, you think the Eagles pass rush did a number on the Chargers? Wait until Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and the Texans get a hold of that offensive line. That's a prayers up for Herbert kind of game right there. So, like, even though it was a massive win for the Chargers, I still can't buy into this team going forward. Maybe they squeak into the postseason, they limp into there and they get there, but I don't think this team is going to be going many places in January. Like, this is not a team that can win multiple playoff games. They're just too banged up on the O-line, which is a shame, because had Slater and Alt stayed healthy, I think we'd be talking about the Chargers as a potential Super Bowl caliber team. But unfortunately, the football gods said not this year, and it bit them with all those injuries. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Femi, well, here it is. The wild story of the NFL season. Oh. Tough to figure out how to even summarize this one, but 44-year-old grandfather Philip Rivers is coming out of retirement to play quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. He's signing to the practice squad. We don't know for certain if Rivers is going to play this weekend, but it certainly seems to be trending that direction. Maybe it's 50-50 right now that he will be in Seattle to take on Mike McDonald's defense. Welcome back to the NFL, Philip. I mean, Colts are 8-5 and desperately clinging to stay in the playoff picture, so they're turning to Rivers.
I mean, my goodness. I guess it's like that TLC song, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, Listen to the Rivers. And they're like, no, we didn't literally mean to listen to the rivers here, guys. Like, do not listen to the rivers. Don't put this man in the football game. How was this going to go well? Like, honestly, like we're saying 44-year-old grandfather. These are not jokes. This is for real. He is a 44-year-old grandfather. Like, and all the kids be laughing and calling old people unk. They can call him Gramps in the locker room. What up, Gramps? What up, Gramps? What's cooking? Like, and that's a literal thing here. Like, this dude, this is insane. It's insane to me that this is happening. And I understand everyone's out there making the case. Well, you know, I mean, Rivers and Shane Steichen go back to their days with the Chargers. And, oh, I saw this tweet. And I love J.J. Watt. Shout out to him. Future Hall of Famer. Does an awesome job with friend of the show, Ian Eagle. But J.J. Watt tweeted this about an hour ago. Fun fact learned in production meetings. Philip Rivers ran the same offense as the Colts for his son Gunner's high school team this season, because that's what Rivers has been doing. He's been coaching high school football. He ran the same offense for Gunner's high school team. He and Shane Steichen spoke weekly about it, discussing plays and even film. So familiarity with the scheme should be no problem whatsoever. I mean, I might be more interested if Gunner was playing quarterback than Philip Rivers, to be quite honest. Like, I don't care how well he knows the system. Of course he knows the system. These guys were together with the Chargers. That's not my question. And I saw the tweets last night. Oh, Rivers had a really good workout, throwing the ball really well. Of course he can throw the ball well. He's 44, not 84. Like, he can throw the ball well. But what happens when you put 11 guys on the other side that are ranging from age 22 to like 32, and they're coming after that ass? Like, what happens then? What happens when he has to face a pass rush? What happens when he has to adapt to the speed of the game? He has not played in 5 years. Like, do you know the last time Philip Rivers played? It was a playoff game. He was playing for the Indianapolis Colts. I remember it because I bet it. It was a playoff game against the Buffalo Bills during the COVID season. You know, I know what I was doing during that game. I was working my Fred Schmaltz job up in Seattle as a weekend sports anchor in the press box at the Seahawks Stadium, getting ready for the Seahawks playoff game, sweating out Colts +7.5 against the Buffalo Bills. That's what I was doing during that time. And this guy has gone 5 years since playing. Like, how is he supposed to play well? This is the most desperate thing I've ever seen an NFL team do. Like, it reeks of desperation. And that's been the Colts theme this entire season, because the head coach and the general manager came into this season on the hot seat, baby. That seat was scorching. For Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard. Chris Ballard just nukes the franchise future, says, I'll give up 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. What is that? A reckless move that reeks of desperation. Now, let's call up Philip Rivers, who's been coaching football, and have him be the quarterback. I mean, Riley Leonard, he better have a torn ACL if this is what the whole thing is, because Riley Leonard's a better option than Philip Rivers. Like, come on here. But we must remember, this is the same Indianapolis Colts organization that called Jeff Saturday off of the set of Get Up to be their interim head coach a few years ago. That's what the Colts are. Like, this is what it is. I can't believe this is a thing. And I can't believe people are entertaining the fact that this might actually go well. I'm more so saying prayers up for Philip Rivers. Please, like, you're a family man. You got kids. You got grandkids. Bro, just get back home in one piece, because I don't think this is going to go well if he has to start on Sunday against this Seattle Seahawks defense. And last thing on this one, because I'm already seeing it now, and I'm seeing some of the sports books tweet this stuff, which, to be honest, is kind of predatory, but I'm seeing it. Phillip Rivers, comeback player of the year. Oh, like Flacco, he came back off the couch. Guys, they changed the rules. Knock it off. It's not happening. Rivers is not going to, he might not even play all five of these games or four of these games. Like, oh, Rivers, 18-1 to win comeback player. Oh, 11-1 to win comeback player of the year. Is he going to steal it from Dak or Christian McCaffrey? No, because Dak and McCaffrey are awesome comeback player of the year candidates. And once again, they changed the rules because all of you got mad. I'm texting with our good buddy of the show, Ken Barkley, Locky Lockerson, last night. I jokingly sent this to, oh, here comes comeback player of the year, Phillip Rivers, and we had a good laugh about it. Didn't know that it was actually going to become a thing and people were going to start betting it. Like, wake up, everyone. It's not going to happen. Wake up, Colts, because this is not going to save your season. Unfortunately, it's over. Sorry, you guys are done. Bill, hit me with the next one.
And keep in mind, Femi, when Phillip Rivers' name was called, it was Paul Tagliabue who shook his hand.
R.I.P. Let's put one out for Paul Tagliabue. I mean, come on.
All right. Femi, your guy Jerry Jones, he spoke to our Odyssey friends in Dallas, and they asked him about Pickens' performance against the Lions. And here's what Jerry had to say. He didn't seem too concerned.
One of the things that you got to appreciate about George Pickens is his intensity for the competition. Now, he is a big-time competitor. Those are not the kinds of things that you normally hear addressed when you're thinking of things that George could do better on. Boy, when it comes to competing, when it comes to loving the game, and I emphasize that point right there, loving the game, then I give him A+.
There you go, Femi. He's not too concerned. And thanks to that Eagles loss, Cowboys definitely still in the mix for the NFC East. And they are 100% going to need George Pickens if they're going to pull off this comeback.
Yeah, it might be the NFC least based on how the Cowboys and the Eagles have been playing. I mean, I'm glad Jerry's not worried. Like, okay, thanks, Jerry, because I'm worried. Like, he said, oh, George Pickens is a big-time competitor. Did it look like he was competing when he was lollygagging on some of them routes that we saw last Thursday night against the Lions? That didn't look like a big-time competitor. I mean, Jerry, he has to defend his guy because he knows that this thing is really volatile, and you get Pickens on the wrong side, and all of a sudden, this whole thing could blow up, which they can't afford to happen because right now, their other receiver, CeeDee Lamb, is currently in the concussion protocol. So that's a big deal here. But, like, let's be for real. Like, the Cowboys need George Pickens to get his act right. Like, he's got to act up, man. Like, this cannot happen, what we saw last Thursday. And season on the line Sunday night. You take a look at what's going on right now, the betting market, I tend to agree. That point spread was a little bit too big. All those 6.5s and 6 got bet. We're now down to 5.5. I think this is going to be a more competitive game than people think. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
Femi, Bengals edge Trey Hendrickson looks like his season is over. He is having core muscle surgery that will likely end his season. Hendrickson has not played since October. Season would end with 7 games played and 4 sacks.
Yeah, I mean, did he ever actually play for the Bengals this year? I know you said he played in 7 games, but I didn't see him. I mean, that's another guy that there's an APB out for Trey Hendrickson. Glad he got his money and got paid. But my thing with Cincinnati, I'm not giving up, man. I'm not giving up. Why can't they beat the Ravens on Sunday? And why can't the Dolphins beat the Steelers on Monday? I think we're going to be right back to where we were after Thanksgiving when we have this conversation this time next week. All right, let's have the Heisman conversation to wrap up the 3 o'clock hour on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.